Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry. I just got disconnected. I apologize for that.
Okay.
I apologize for that. So let me just go ahead and say, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, everyone. My apologies. I just got disconnected, and I am now reconnected. I wanted to open the show with a song from Jakeem's new CD, self-titled CD, Jakeem Joyner. And the song is called I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. So here it is. nominated for an American Smooth Jazz Award for Best Song of 2009, I'm Waiting for You, from the Little Man Soul album, Mack Avenue recording artist Jakeem Joyner joins us to talk about his new self-titled CD, Jakeem Joyner. Jakeem, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, hello. Thanks for inviting me over.
Well, thank you so much for coming over. Yeah, and I apologize again for being dropped. Skype just decided it wanted to drop me just as the show was starting.
Oh, man. That happens. It reminds me of technical issues on stage sometimes, but, you know.
My goodness. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let me welcome to the chat room Andrew Harris, Anisha Black O'Fee, guest, Lori, Wanda, Pamela's Place, and Team Jakeem from San Diego. Do you know who they are?
I think I do know who they are.
Oh, but they are all in the chat room. You can join us as well by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page and then the Play Chat button underneath the show. You can also call in at 646-716-5485 if you have a question for Jakeem, if you'd like to speak with him. All right, so
wow.
Congratulations on two fronts.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's kind of refreshing hearing that song. I haven't heard it in since I was in San Diego, and it even sounds good through the phone.
Well, congratulations, number one, on the new CD, Jakeem Joyner, and on your American Smooth Jazz Award nomination.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I've been pretty stoked about that because, shortly after finishing my new record, Jakeem Joyner, I was called by the team from American Smooth Jazz Music Awards, and they just wanted to let me know that I was nominated for Best Song of the Year. So, that really helped things out a lot, following the Little Man Soul CD, which it had two number one songs from that CD. But to be nominated, it's going to be cool. The event is going to be held in Chicago, October 31st. So
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of great competitors up against this song too, including George Benson, Darren Ron. So, and they're both great artists and great writers too. So it's really cool to be amongst them.
All right. Well, we are happy for you, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's talk about this new CD, Jakeem Joyner. Tell us about this, and I'd also like to talk to you about your band as well. So tell us about that.
Well, the CD started, I started writing the music for the CD, I'd say around the summertime of 2009. It started to really come together in March of this year once I got Paul Jackson Jr. to record on one of my tracks while I was doing a concert at Burke's Festival, and we actually recorded his part while on the road, which is the term that
mm-hmm.
we use now, because I use my laptop and I had a little portable recording device. And it was myself, Jesse J, and Ollie Silk. We were opening for Paul Jackson Jr. at the Burke's Fest. And I just said, hey, man, I got a track. I'd like to see if you can play on it. And he said, yeah, sure. I'll be at your hotel room at 8. And we knocked it out in 2 hours, It's really cool, being back here in L.A. performing with my local band here. Just everybody that's in my band has played a part on the record. In fact, on Don't Want to Miss a Thing, that's pretty much my whole band playing that. So we got a lot of really fun things happening this summer, including the Laguna Beach Arts Festival that I'm a part of, and also August 22nd, we're going to be doing a Gardena Jazz Festival. So a lot of things to look forward to this summer. It's going to be a very busy summer. I'm looking forward to this being a very hot release. This is, I think, one of my best releases. So I'm looking forward to it just really doing everything that I wanted to do.
All right. One of my favorites on this CD is If This Isn't Love. I absolutely love the way you're playing on this. Just, it's hot.
Thank you.
Jakeem, I wanted to ask you about the Burke's incident with Paul Jackson Jr. Now, of all the artists that were there, why did you pick Paul to kind of say, I want him to be on the CD? Why not, you could have picked anybody, but why Paul?
Because his name was already on the song before I even asked him.
Oh, okay.
mm.
I mean, it's for that whole part was for Paul. Even if someone else played it, it still would have been Paul's part. I mean, it had that funk groove. You know, it was totally asking for some funky rhythm stuff from a Paul Jackson Jr. I actually wanted to get Paul Jackson Jr. on my last CD, Little Man's Soul, but it's just the timing and things didn't really work out. So I kind of went for broke, and I said, I'm going to make sure that I have him on this record. And it's really cool seeing Paul Jackson Jr. do his work. You know, he writes those rhythm parts. You know, he did a lot of rhythm parts for Michael Jackson's records and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing. And he just put exactly what needed to be on that song just to really make it right. And then he just does an awesome solo. And then we are tag teaming at the end, having fun with it. So it just really turned out to be a great track. Very excited to have Paul play on that. And, you know, I've been wanting to work with Paul Jackson Jr. for a while, even since I started my first CD, though, the Baby Soul. So this is a blessing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, you stated about this album, the whole record is about writing and making the type of record that I wanted to make. It's me putting whatever I want on this album. I'm happy working with Mac Avenue because they gave me complete freedom to create. So is this the first album that you've had total control on, total creative control?
Well, I guess I'm not going to say that I had. I mean, I obviously on all three of my records, I really did have total creative control, but I've grown since the first two albums, and I think that this album is a real proper representation of who Jackeem Joyner is as a saxophone player and as mm-hmm. a producer. So, you know, after writing music for a few years, I just believe that I've come to the point to where now I can give everybody what I think is a presentation of myself as a producer and a saxophone player. I'm playing all three horns this time, tenor saxophone, alto, and soprano. So it's really cool to be able to express yourself on all of the instruments, you know, that you play. So and it just really turned out great, you know. So in Mac Avenue, obviously has definitely helped. You know, they just take the music that I give them, so, and we make a disc, and you know, now it's going to be put out nationwide. So very exciting times for me here.
Wow.
Yes, and let me just say that Jackeem's new CD, Jackeem Joyner, drops tomorrow along with a brand new website as well. So you can definitely check out the website tomorrow. It's sort of an extension of the CD cover, which is really nice, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love,
I mean, it's kind of cool. It's kind of green kind of like thing going on. So the photo shoot went well. I loved all the pictures that came with the CD, and the whole packaging is very nice. I mean, really, downloading the music is cool too, but people should really get the CD. You know, I believe the CD actually tells a story from the beginning to the end, and listening to it in its entirety is something to be felt, really.
Yes, I agree.
Yes,
I agree.
And so I came up to ask you, well, before I go back, I'm going to take you back first, but I'm going to ask you real fast, in a genre like this that's dominated by so many saxophone artists, what challenges did you face creating your own vibe for yourself?
A lot. I mean, it's a lot of times it's really hard to tell which saxophone player from who, and you know, there's a lot of saxophone players out there trying to make it, and a lot of great musicians. I think I had a lot of great mentors, like, you know, the whole time through the first CD, Baby Soul, I was hanging around Rick Braun and Richard Elliott, and, you know, just seeing how those guys operate in their business, because they've been doing it for such a long time. I would say that my true voice started to develop, you know, between 2006 until now. I think now people can recognize my sound when they hear it on the radio. But it's, you know, still mm-hmm. It takes time, you know. I mean, I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and as I started playing saxophone, I was always listening to Boney James, Strode Arbright, Kirk Whelan, Najee, and all of those different sounds of saxophone players kind of mold into one, you know, and until eventually, because of your live performances, you start to develop your own tone and your own sound. And that's the fun part of this, really, is having your own sound and people recognizing you for it.
Exactly. And, you know, we talked to, we interviewed Paul Taylor once, and we mentioned that to him, and he said that is the greatest compliment anyone can give an artist, when you can recognize who that artist is within a few bars of their music.
Yeah, exactly. And I can recognize Paul Taylor from the first couple of notes. Yeah. You know.
Yes.
And he's a great guy. I mean, you know, I'm actually doing the job that he used to do. He used to tour with Keiko Matsui. Now I'm playing with Keiko Matsui. But I play with Paul Taylor, too, in Denver. And he's just a cool guy. I love his sound. I've always loved his sound. I love his sound on soprano in particular. It's very cool vibe. Him and Use Groove on soprano, they're like my favorite, really.
Mm. And I want to ask you about Keiko Matsui, and I'm going to go to another song. I want to play my favorite on the CD, If This Isn't Love. So tell me about this one.
Well, you know, I wanted to make sure that I put a cover on my record, but something that's kind of reflective of my sound as a saxophone player. And I was driving, me and my wife were driving down the highway, and all of a sudden Jennifer Hudson comes on the radio, and she's singing that song. I said, that's the song. That's the one that I want to put on my record. I'm going to start that tomorrow. And I'm actually, on that song, I'm playing everything on the track, all of the instruments, everything that you hear on that song I'm playing along with the saxophone. And it really just came together. It took me a while to really get the saxophone performance that I really want, so I did lots of takes to really get that sound that would capture people, you know, from the first couple of notes. But, you know, I was able to accomplish that with this song, and it turned out to be what I wanted it to be. And Jennifer Hudson's a great vocalist, and, you know, playing something that she's sung is not the easiest thing in the world to do, but I'm glad I was able to make it happen on this song.
And he kills it on this song, If This Isn't Love. Thank you. Killing that song. I love that. If This Isn't Love. Oh, my God, I absolutely love that song.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a phone call from, and we know her as Muse U. So, Muse, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Why, thank you very much.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. This is your friendly phone fanatic. How are you all doing?
Very good. Very good.
Michael, just hush for a minute. Just let me speak my piece. Queenie, thank you very much. I bow to thee. I actually noticed that your CD was dropping on the 3rd. Congratulations. I also know that you will be in my town this coming Sunday. And... oh, my God, I just got really embarrassed. No, I'm sorry. So, anyway, so I did what I do best, and I went and I just listened to all your music, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get there, like, way early instead of arriving later, as I typically do. So I am so happy that you're going to be up here at the winery. Do you know
yes.
which winery I'm speaking of?
I know it's in the Woodman, right? Woodland?
Woodinville.
Woodinville.
St. Michelle Winery. It's an excellent winery, perfect venue for you. Please enjoy the winery. Please enjoy. I mean, it's just beautiful out there. But I so am excited. After I listened to your music, I was like, oh, my God, I've got to get there prior to foreplay and watch you, listen to you, and just get into your music. Absolutely adore your sax, and so I want to say thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank
oh,
you.
God.
I mean,
okay.
This is, it's my first time actually doing that festival there at the winery up
You'll
in
love it.
Seattle. So it's going to be cool. Good experience for me and my band, too. So I think, you know, I'm glad that you're coming early. I mean, my band is opening the show, too. So
right.
It's good that you're coming early. Bring your friends. Tell your friends to come early, too. I mean, we do a very fun, engaging show. So to speak.
Well, I wanted to ask you, who all's with your band? I mean, who is your band?
Well, actually, I'm to this show here in Seattle, I'm bringing up my drummer and my sound guy, but I came down to Seattle and I did a show at the Jazz Alley, and Eugene's actually playing keyboards on this, and there's a bass player named Osama, of all names. He's very popular in Seattle.
We don't discriminate up here. We're at the winery.
So I will have some local guys there, but they've played with me before, and I'm bringing my drummer too. So same deal, same show, same concert, and they also play with me at Jazz Alley too. Same cats. So it's going to be fun.
Sweet. So will you be playing a lot of the new album? And then I'll stop because you guys know how I am. Are you going to be selling your new CD at the winery?
Absolutely.
Not sure
yeah, of course.
Excellent.
I'm absolutely going to be bringing my new CD. I'm absolutely going to be playing songs from the new CD. Absolutely have to do that. In fact,
okay.
One of the songs that I'm going to be playing is actually the current single for the new record is Dance With Me. So I think that'll be fun. That's a good dancing,
Sweet.
Engaging song,
Sweet.
Too. And,
excellent.
And we're going to throw in our Michael Jackson tune, too. So it's going to be fun.
Nice.
For sure.
Thank you so much. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank
bye.
You, Muse. Bye-bye.
Am I off here? Okay, can I be stupid now?
She is crazy. Oh, my gosh, she is too funny. Thank you, Muse. We love you. Thanks for calling in. Okay, I wanted to ask you about working with Keiko Matsui. The first time I saw you with her was here in Las Vegas, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful show. So tell me how you guys got together.
Well, this kind of happened after I performed on the Wayman Tisdale cruise before he passed away back in 2007, and word kind of got out to Keiko Matsui's manager because they were looking for a saxophone player at the time. And the first gig Keiko Matsui hired me on was, of all places, Moscow. That was the first gig that I did in this theater that was built a long, long time ago, ancient theater, but amazing place and lots of music to learn. But since mid-2007, I've been playing with Keiko Matsui. So we're, you know, talking about 3 years now in the Keiko Matsui band. We've toured all over, including South Africa, the Ukraine. In fact, we spent about 3 weeks in the Ukraine, going throughout the entire country, Turkey, Romania, back and forth to Japan. That includes Tokyo, Nagoya, Osaka, Yokohama, and of course all over the United States. So it's a great experience for me. Also watching Keiko Matsui perform while I'm performing with her, because I love her ability to her melodies that she does with her piano. You know, it's very simple, kind of like melodies, but I love the way it all comes together on stage, and the way that her use of the saxophone on stage. It's all a learning experience for me, really, but, you know, it's a pleasure. I mean, I remember when I first met Keiko Matsui. This is way before I even got into smooth jazz. It was about 2002. They were still doing the American Smooth Jazz Awards down in San Diego, and I saw her perform, and she had on this yellow dress, and her piano had yellow candles and smoke, and I was like, wow, who is this? You know, so it's all about the mood with Keiko Matsui. Now I'm a part of that, and that's fun. It's a very exciting journey, really.
Wow. Now, I love the story that she tells about the train, about the guys being on the train and everybody getting drunk. Were you a part of that?
Not really. I mean, we were all loud, really, and you know, they were going to kick us off the train.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was we had just finished the show in Kiev with the orchestra, and everybody just wanted to just talk about everything. So there was like bottles of wine and vodka and all of that stuff, and I didn't drink like a lot, just a little. And I wasn't acting crazy like them, so. But it was fun, you know. It was fun. I mean, the train ride had to be about 9 or 10 hours, and
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of cool because, you know, we're all like a little family now when we're on the road, and it's very interesting things happen, really.
Wow.
Okay.
So crazy. Joaquin, I wanted to go back into, you know, when you first started out and everything, because originally, saxophone wasn't your original choice of instrument. You wanted to play drums, right?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to play the drums. I remember in high school, the music teacher, that was like one of the first places I went. When I was a freshman in high school, I was like, take me to the band room, take me to the band room. Yeah, okay, I want to join band. So I went to the band room with my own ideas. Yeah, I want to be a drummer. I want to play the drums. I've been playing drums. Can I play the drums? And a music teacher is like, you know, we already have about 4 drummers, and we're rotating between them. So we're trying to have a complete band. So we really need trumpet players, trombone players, saxophone players. So he had lots of instruments in the band class, and I remember looking at the one with all the buttons on it, and and, you know, saxophone has about 1,000 buttons on it, probably. I don't even know yet. And I chose the saxophone. And I said, okay, well, give me that one. And I just took it, and I just started blowing on it. He said, oh, wait, you're okay, let's learn how to play first. But that's how I started to play the saxophone.
Wow.
I'm glad I didn't do drums.
Yeah. That worked out pretty good. And, you know, it's interesting because I read a lot about you, and it said 2 years. You won 2 years straight. You won the Syracuse NAACP ACT competition.
Yeah. Actually, I 3 years in a row, I competed in the NAACP AXO program, and I won those three years in specific categories. The first year in Syracuse, I won an instrumental contemporary, which is pretty much what I do. The second year, I think I also competed in instrumental composition and also instrumental contemporary. I won with the instrumental contemporary and composition, but at the national level, I didn't win there. So I never really won the national level, but all of the Syracuse compositions, I had always won those, except for I remember my very last year competing in the AXO program by the NAACP. I competed in 3 categories: instrumental, contemporary, instrumental classical, and also composition, and I got first place for instrumental contemporary and first place for composition, and then second place for classical. So that was, you know, that was kind of getting my foot wet to all of what's happening now. So
And the real question, because back then I read that you said that seeing a lot of those young national sax players and flute players, you knew that they were very good, and it made you take the saxophone more seriously. Why that moment where you say, hey, I got to start taking it more seriously after seeing these young national sax and flute players?
Well, because I had never been exposed to instrumental players that were that good at that age. I had never seen that. That was something new for me. So going to the national competitions with the Axel, actually, it did open my eyes. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, there are kids just my age and younger, and these guys are amazing. So, you know, it helped me to realize what's really out there and where I need to be as a musician, you know. And I started to really take it very seriously, practice a lot more, you know, realize that there's, you know, obviously a lot more happening than what's in your city, you know. So, you know, a lot of people are become stars in their own city, but, you know, once they go to New York City or Los Angeles, you know, it's like a lot of great musicians. So you have to always be on your game now. You have to stay on top of your instrument. And I love my instrument, so I'm always, you know, molding it and staying on top of it as much as I can.
Okay. All right. All right, let's go back to the phones. Lori, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Hello.
Hi. I Hello. Saw you at Burke's when you were performing with Ollie Silk and Jesse J, and I thought that was just a real interesting, you know, collaboration. How did that come about?
Well, you know, my booking agent, Steve Butler, I think he books Matt Marshak. Oh, no, I think he books Ollie Silk. I'm not sure. But we were trying to do something with some of, you know, the younger people in the smooth jazz community and, you know, kind of display, you know, more of the young vibe, you know, on the main stage. So, and it was kind of cool because we did that together in Berks, and then we also went on to do the Seabreeze Jazz Fest down Panama City. So that was fun too, playing with Jesse J. And then it's cool to have, you know, Jesse J play some of the sax parts on my music, and the both of us play the sax parts on Ollie Silk's music, and Ollie's playing each of our music. So it was a very cool vibe.
It was a really nice pairing. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Actually, that weekend when I was at the Berks that you're referring to, the night before that, I actually was playing with Keiko Matsui as well. Did you see her show?
Yeah, that was the only one I missed. Mm-hmm. I know Terry and Mike saw it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So that was that turned out to be quite a fun weekend.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks very much. I just wanted to ask you that, and continued success.
Thank you, Lori.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Lori. All right, let's get back to some music. I am going to play Dance With Me. So tell me about this one, Jackie.
Dance With Me right now is the current single for the new record, Jackie Joyner. I actually was inspired to write Dance With Me after coming back from Guadalajara, Mexico, where I did a concert there with Keiko Matsui. We went out to a salsa club, and I just recall seeing the band and the trumpets and the horns, and then all of the people on the dance floor, basically everybody dancing as good as everybody on Dancing with the Stars. You know, I was forced to dance, and I'm not really that much a salsa guy. I'm trying to work out of my steps, but I was forced to dance with someone who was really good. And that experience, I've kind of brought that experience back to L.A., so I decided to kind of put it all in a song and named it Dance With Me. So that's how we got with this song. Now, this song I'm playing soprano saxophone, so I think it's fun.
All right. This is Dance With Me. Thank you. Very nice, very nice. Dance With Me from Jakeems Joyner. Newest CD, self-titled CD, Jakeem Joyner. Very nice, sir.
Thank you.
I love that one. And Jakeem, I wanted to ask you, because I know that after you graduated from your high school up there in Syracuse, you went on to junior college, and after that, you came out the box and you just started touring with guys like Marcus Johnson and Bobby Lau, who I heard they are the two guys that gave you the nickname Little Man Soul.
Yeah, they did, actually. I didn't tell anyone to come up with that name. I didn't have anything to do with that. That was just, they used to call me that coming onto the stage, you know, just to say, coming to the stage, Little Man Soul. And I just kind of got used to it, you know. So, but I accepted it as my name, as my nickname, I guess. But, years later, I was thinking of a title for my sophomore release, I said, oh man, you know what? They used to call me Little Man Soul. Well, I'm a little man now. Let me title it that. So I ran with the Little Man Soul.
Wow.
That's how that happened.
So how did you hook up with those guys? Because you from Syracuse.
That's where I graduated high school, you know. I mean, that's where I went to middle school and high school. So most of my young childhood life was spent in Syracuse.
Wow. And you hooked up with Marcus and Bobby. How did you get with them?
Well, you know, it actually happened because I went to a music symposium down in Norfolk, Virginia. This was after I had graduated high school and I moved back home to Virginia. They had this music symposium where they were going to have record executives and things like that go there. So I went there with my tracks, and I performed a couple of songs. And at the time, a guy by the name of Orlando Mullins, he was the vice president of Marcus Johnson's label, Three Keys Music, and he actually gave my CD to Marcus Johnson. And then after that, I became Marcus Johnson's saxophone player, and then Marcus signed Bobby Lau, and then we started a tour together. So that's kind of how that happened.
Wow.
Team Jakeem posted in the chat room that you are going to be receiving the keys to the city of Syracuse.
Yes. It's amazing because this all started to happen about 4 months ago, because my booking agent was putting a show together there in Syracuse, and somehow city councilmen heard and then did some research and find out that I was from there and I graduated from there. And all of a sudden, you know, they're telling my booking agent that, you know, we want to proclaim August 5th Jakeem Joyner Day in the city of Syracuse, and school superintendent wants me to say a couple of things. And it's like, really, you know, I would have never, ever thought that from the city of Syracuse, you know. So
wow.
I'm still kind of stoked about the whole thing, you know, city of Syracuse would be giving me that kind of honor, you know.
Oh, well, congratulations. And tell us, who is Team Jakeem? Is this your fan club?
Well, sort of, yeah. They've always been supporting, coming to my shows and taking lots of great pictures. Some of the pictures that are on my Facebook, actually, they've taken. And they've done up some T-shirts that have a Team Jakeem on them. And I fell in love with them when I saw them last week. And my wife, she had one that she's wearing. It's like, you know, perfect, fits her perfectly. And they have a female shirt in a male shirt. And now I'm thinking about making like some V-neck shirts of the Jakeem Joyner, you know. So it's really cool. They've been coming to pretty much almost all of my concerts, even when I'm with Keiko Matsui. So they're really great people. They're fans of my music. They love my music. And so it's really cool to have people like that around.
Yes. Yeah. Well, welcome, Team Jakeem, to the show. And hit us up on Facebook, because we'd definitely like to be friends with you. So hit us up on Facebook so we can keep in contact. All right, I'm going to play another song, and Jakeem, I'm going to let you choose this time.
Let me choose. Wow. Okay, let's go with The Reunion.
Okay.
The Reunion is was inspired by me reuniting with my father and my sisters, my two older sisters, after not seeing them for 24 years of my life. I was 7 years old when I last seen my father. So after going back to Virginia this year and spending time with him, it was very fun. It was actually during my birthday time. I had finished 8 songs for the new record and came back with this song, The Reunion, decided we wanted to have some live tenor drums, which those are those drums that are used in the marching bands and or the drum line, drum team, so like 4 different toms that are on there. And we recorded that and put like a hip R&B beat behind it. So it's very cool, The Reunion.
All right, here we go, The Reunion. What did you say, Mike, in the chat room?
It was Hat Fire. That was Hat Fire right there. Okay? That was Hat Fire. Listen to that track, man, with that drum line. It got me thinking about Nick Cannon and his movie, man.
Yeah.
And it was on Saturday. It was on Saturday.
Yeah. That's cool because I used to always have to be in the marching band and stuff like that. But I wasn't the drummer. I was playing saxophone in the marching band in Syracuse. That was always fun.
All right. I have a phone call for you. Area code 719. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Seems like I'm calling in every week. Hi, Terry. It's Tony.
Hi, Tony. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing all right.
Well, meet Jacqueline.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
What's up, man?
What's going
on? How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just trying to stay busy.
I see that, man.
You have a question?
Yeah, to ask him, this is just from one sax player to the next. I was always
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Mouthpiece and reed setup you have.
Oh, okay. I'm using a 7-star Yanagisawa handmade mouthpiece from Japan. And I rotate between Lavaz, medium hard, or Van Doren Java 3 alto. So that's my setup.
Oh.
Mm. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all technical stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what you just said, but I don't know. I just shook my head. Yeah, I just like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh. Well, do you have any more questions, Tony?
No, I just wanted to ask him that. I think I asked him last time I saw him, but oh yeah, when are you coming back to Colorado, man?
Is this Tony Exum?
Yeah, that's Tony Exum.
Oh, what's up, man?
What's up?
You didn't give me a last name, so I know that I'm speaking with Tony. Yeah, man. Well, it's actually probably not going to be until next year now that I come back to Colorado. So I'm pretty booked solid the rest of this year. So. But I look forward to seeing you again, man. You keep doing your thing, man. You know, good luck with everything.
Well, thanks a lot, man. And I'll be watching you, man. So let's try to stay in touch. I'll keep hitting you up on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, I'll be watching you too, man.
Cool.
All right, man.
All right, thank you, Tony.
No
All
problem.
Right, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah. that
All right,
cool.
I have another call. Pamela from Las Vegas. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you, Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Pamela. How are you?
Good. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. Thank you.
And your CD.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I wanted to ask you a couple of things, actually. What is it that makes you, kind of gives you the energy when you're on stage performing? Like, what is it that really makes you tick? What does it for you? Is it the audience, or is it the groove? Is it the music? Is it your music? What is it that does it for you, that takes you over the top?
Well, you know, it's usually, if it's my music and the saxophone really feels good to me at that moment in time, usually the saxophone will really drive me to that place of, I don't know what's the word to use it, but where I'm totally into what I'm doing. And once the saxophone starts to feel good to me on stage, everything starts to really work out. And then the audience starts to respond, and I start to respond to them, and it just kind of gets better and better over the course of the show. And it just really, it's like an ultimate high, really. And the thing is I really get deep into my music when I'm playing, so I sometimes lose myself in my playing while on stage too. So also all of those things, you know, it's usually, it could start at the very beginning of the show, or it can kick in halfway through the show. You know, you never know.
Now, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing. I'm 30 years old now. I started playing the saxophone when I was 15, so a little over 15 years.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I love what you're doing, and I know whenever we don't have your new music loaded, into the system yet, but as soon as it gets in there, I'll make sure that, you know, make sure you get a lot of airplay. I'll try to
Thank
do that.
You. Thank you, Pamela.
Jackie, Pamela is the host of Pamela's Place here in Las Vegas, and she's on the air. What are your show times, Saturdays and Sundays?
Saturdays and Sundays, 7 to 10 Pacific Standard Time, and it's KUNV 91.5, and we're streaming live.
Oh, okay.
And I'm on Facebook talking live, too, you know.
Oh, okay.
All smooth. We get to pick our own music.
That's
always nice. Yeah.
So when you get the CD, you know, you can play with, you know, whatever you want to play from there.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
Thank you.
Well, it was nice talking to you, and many blessings to you going forward.
Thank you, thank you. I look forward to us talking, you know, doing a conversation there at your place.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll try and put something in place for us.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thanks,
thank
Terry.
You, Pamela.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Take care. All right.
All right, bye-bye. Jakeem, I have a question from the chat room. So everyone knows that the new CD drops tomorrow. Andrew would like to know, will it be available on iTunes?
Absolutely. iTunes,
okay.
Amazon, pretty much all of the digital networks, you'll be able to get it.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. Well, Mike, do you have any more questions before we let Jakeem go?
I want to get back to the reunion. And I know that you actually wrote two songs for your dad, and the other one was called Back Together Again. And I read that your wife was the one who hooked everything up as far as you and your dad and your sisters meeting. Tell us about that story.
Well, you know, I was, after watching the movie, I kind of fell asleep on the couch, and my wife kind of took it upon herself to just go out and do some research to see if she could find my sisters. And I was wondering why she was asking my sister's name and how they spelled my sister's name or whatever. But make a long story short, I woke up and she gave me the phone. And on the other end was my sister, my father, and both of my sisters and my father were on three-way. So it was, you know, it was a very emotional moment to be talking to my father after not seeing him since I was 7 years old. We actually went back, because they live in the D.C. area, all of them. So, and I remember the last house that I lived in when I saw my father. And this year, he took me to that house. And it was just amazing to see that old place. You know, after all of these years,
wow.
You know, it's just like, you know, it's a very humble place, but for me, it was, you know, being 5 and 6 and 7, and I could remember the dog that we have and things like that. So when I came back from the Virginia area, you know, I came back wanting to write something that would, you know, really, really remind me about, you know, getting back together with my father. So I did Back Together Again. It's up-tempo, very positive song. And then the reunion, you know, because when I went to see them, we kind of, like, had a party and stuff like that. So that's
wow.
How the reunion is kind of like that, you know. So that's how that all played out.
That's great, man. That's great.
Yeah.
And, you
yeah.
know, and sorry, I mean, Joaquin, I have all of Joaquin CD. I love every last one of them. But the one thing that I love about Joaquin is his determination to make it and everything, because I also, like I said, I've been doing research now. I also read that you, your 12th grade year, you were working a job at a restaurant, and you had your own apartment in the 12th grade.
Yes, I did.
I mean, sorry, this guy had an apartment for $600, and the rest of your family had moved back to Virginia, correct?
I'm like wondering where you read this from.
Man, look, I'll do some research.
Somebody wrote that up somewhere, but yeah, man, I remember, man, getting off of work 1 o'clock in the morning, riding my bike back home, and then getting back up and riding my bike to school. You know, pushing myself to, you know, finish up and graduate. You know, that was
wow.
You know, very hard, but it, you know, I had a lot of teachers and counselors and things like that that were very supportive. My music teacher Lou Adams, very supportive of me. They all understood and knew what I was doing and stuff like that. So it was really cool to be, even a principal, you know, I had a really good relationship with Mr. Gonzalez too. I don't know if he's a principal now, but so it was, you know, it all kind of worked out. And, you know, I graduated, and all of my credits, everything looked good. And right after I graduated, I moved back to Virginia. So, you know, I was very dedicated to my music. You know, I was very dedicated to being a saxophone player. So So, you know, you just have to, you know, you have to have that dedication. You know, you can't always whine about the things that life is throwing your way, you know, I mean, because we all live in this life, and, you know, if we can't expect the unexpected, then we obviously can't live. So, you know, so that's just kind of my take, you know, on things, you know, so always push yourself and believe in yourself. You'll always make it, you know.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing ever, man. I mean, how cool is it to be a senior in high school at your own place? I mean, it was my party that weekend, huh?
Yo, man, well, we did a little too much in that apartment. I mean, all the way, you know, I started finding some of the people in school actually staying at my house, and I'm like, actually, you've been staying here for a couple of days now.
Oh,
I
mean, man.
The party is
kind of
over.
Last
one. Last...
Oh, too funny.
Wow.
But that's really cool. But was the music program the reason why you stayed?
What, in Syracuse?
Right. Was it this program? Was it
no,
the
well, you know,
stayed?
I was finishing up graduating. So, I mean, it was always in my plan to actually go and move. I was, you know, actually people don't know this, but I was actually deciding to either go to the Navy or to go back home to Virginia. I was kind of going through that little process while I was in my senior year. You know, a lot of students in the school looked up to me, too, so I had to make sure that I graduated on time and, you know, a lot of the teachers, things like that. So, you know, that was kind of a motivation for me. It was really hard, you know, because I didn't really get a lot of sleep, and school was kind of far from where I lived, so it's a pretty long bike ride.
I bet.
Yes. But now I want to also ask you before we let you go. I know Terry went in the show, but I want to also ask you, how do you feel about now and about the music programs being taken out of the schools, you know, especially being a product of that?
You know, let me just say this. My family couldn't afford a saxophone. The only reason why I had a saxophone was because it belonged to the school. That was the only reason. And if it wasn't for the music program, I wouldn't have a saxophone. And, you know, I'm not sure if I would be doing what I'm doing right now as a musician. So I think it's important for the city to support the schools with funding for musical instruments so that students can start to take up other hobbies in the arts areas, you know. It was important for me. It had a major impact on me. So, and I think that it's important. And I think that the superintendents and budget councils need to start taking that seriously.
Yeah,
definitely. And I don't want to keep you any longer, but I do have one question that I'm dying to get an answer to. And this goes back to when you first signed up with Artisan Records, and they told you that it's hard to bring out new artists. And you said this was one of the things that they told me in the beginning. It's going to be an uphill battle being someone new that no one's really heard of. So what were the challenges back then in getting you exposure?
It's just about everything that you can think of. Everything from what people will pay for me to play, people, you know, purchasing flights and being able to travel with your own band. I mean, it's everything. I mean, even with a radio play, being a new act is just like one of the hardest things. But the cool thing is I was surrounded by, you know, people like Steve Chapman, Rick Braun, Richard Elliott, who had done all of that before, and they knew what it took. And actually, Rick Braun and Richard Elliott can look at it from the artist's perspective, even though they were the executives of the label. They can look at it from an art perspective too. So that helped along the way. But even now, it's still I'm still climbing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to keep myself going. I have to keep myself motivated. Try to hang around as many as motivated people as I can, so that I can keep going in the right direction. And eventually, you know, I'll go where I need to go.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you. Mike and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a great time here with you all tonight.
Thank you so much. And tell us again, now we know the CD drops tomorrow, Joaquin Joyner. It's a self-titled CD that drops tomorrow, along with a brand new website as well. So tell us where they can find the music.
If you go to www.joaquinjoyner.com, and actually the links will be there for you to click to see me on Facebook or to buy the CD. You can listen to clippets, you know, tonight if you'd like to, of the CD at the www.macavenue.com and / Jackeen Joyner, and there's some clips there that you can listen to. But even on Amazon, my website provides a link directly to Amazon with the new CD. And when you get there, you actually will have the songs that you can listen to and listen to whichever ones that you want to listen to. So, and be sure to, you know, friend me on Facebook. And like I said, the Facebook link is going to be through my website. So go to my website and then click the Facebook icon, and then we can be friends.
Are you on Twitter?
And also Twitter. I'm sorry. And also Twitter, of course.
Yeah.
And that's Jackeen Joyner?
Yep. Yep. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Man.
All righty.
Cool. Yeah, I love the Off the Wall cover. The Off the Wall cover is nice.
Thanks, man.
MJ.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. I had a wonderful night, and yeah, hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right. Much continued success to you, and look forward to seeing you in Vegas.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Okay,
thank
now.
You. You too. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, Mr. Jackeen Joyner, new CD, self-titled CD, Jackeen Joyner, drops tomorrow, along with a brand new website. You want to definitely check that out. I want to give say thank you to Steve Butler of Mighty Music Corp for helping us schedule. Jackeen, thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate all of your help. Thanks to everyone in the chat room. Mike, let me just go to you before we say goodbye. You have anything to add?
Yeah, actually, Terry, I'm feeling kind of good right now. I mean, I think we should play, like, two more songs for the fans. I mean, we got, what, another 25 minutes left on air?
Well,
what
sure, why not? Okay,
yeah,
why not?
Let's go into the Back Together again, and let's go with, what you want to do, Off the Wall, some MJ? We end it with some MJ?
Let me do the Back Together again, so we as in honor of his father. So let's do that. This is from the brand new CD, and this is called Back Together.
Thank you.
There you go, brand new music from Jackeen Joyner. That was Off the Wall. The CD drops in 45 minutes for you East Coasters, another hour and a half, a couple of hours for us on the West Coast. Again, you can pick that up on iTunes. It should be available on Amazon.com as well. So definitely be ready to buy that at midnight for those on the East Coast. All right, coming up this weekend, we have Tony B. on Saturday. Tony B. is a violinist. He's a local artist here in Vegas. He plays with Adrian Burst. And a few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, I posted a couple of videos of their performance. And I also posted a picture of Tony's violin because it's not the standard shaped violin. It's really cool contemporary violin. So I posted that. So he will be on Saturday. And then Sunday, guitarist Auric Ewing will be on to talk about his CD, Basics. Oh, goodness. Okay, I just forgot the name of the CD. My apologies. But he will be on Sunday, and you can go to the homepage, the Talking Smooth Jazz homepage here on Blog Talk Radio, and see a list of all of the upcoming shows as well. I also
and we also
want
have
to mention
Alan King. Alan King, too, Tough Cat. Alan King. Alan King, that's
King.
That's right. Yes, Alan King is a keyboardist from the D.C. area who me and Terry met at Brooks Jazz Fest this past year. Young guy, he's very talented, very good, and his CD is called The Experiment. And I love the title
yes.
of that CD, and it's a nice CD, so you guys check it out. He'll be in the second hour at 5 o'clock.
Yes, on Sunday. And I also want to mention
we've got to keep up with all this stuff. There's so many shows we've got. There's so much we got going on right now. You know, we've got to keep up. We just lose track of ourselves some days. You know, sometimes Terry told me and asked me who we got in the show. I said, I don't know, Terry. You'll get as good as mine.
Okay.
We don't even know, you know.
I'm going to find out the name of Oryx's CD here. But I wanted to mention that Brian Culberson's video, Skies Wide Open, premieres tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 a.m. Pacific, on the website VEVO, that's V as in Victor, EVO.com. So you want to tune in for that tomorrow morning. This Skies Wide Open was filmed both in Hollywood and in Malibu, California. And this is Brian's first music video, and you definitely will not want to miss that. So, again, that is tomorrow morning on Vevo, VEVO.com at 5 a.m. Pacific and 8 a.m. Eastern. Brian Culberson, Skies Wide Open video.
And you know, Terry, Vevo, they have a lot of smooth jazz videos. I'm noticing a resurgence in the smooth jazz videos now. like, you know, Eric Durin said he did a video with a young lady from Floetry, and I know that Layla Hathaway did a video for one of her songs to her niece, to her new CD. So I'm seeing a lot of the smooth jazz videos out there, but the only thing about it is that we don't have like the old style video channel like a MTV with to put these things there. So the artists, they just stuck with the video and they just post it maybe on YouTube or you know, Facebook or something. But we need an outlet where they can post their videos at, you know.
Right. I wish there was, like, you know, BET used to have a jazz channel. I remember when I lived in Atlanta, I would all BET had jazz channel, and there were jazz videos on that. So I wish we had something like that on TV, some type of jazz channel where the artists can post their videos and, you know, perform and all of that. It'd be nice too if we can see some, you know, if they would record some of their live performances to post as well. But that gets into copyrights and all of that. So, all right. So thank you, everyone in the chat room, for joining us. Andrew, BLK, Ofi. Is that Black Ofi? Is that how she pronounced that?
Yes, Black Ofi. Yeah.
Black Ofi. Okay. Bonnie Fan Carol, all of the guests, Lori, Pamela, Tony Exum, thank you. All Muse You, thank you. All. Pamela's gone, yeah. She's
Pamela's
gone.
I'm surprised Carol's alive. We on East Coast time. I think me and Carol are only two East Coasters on here right now. You know, we need to be asleep. Oh.
That's not a word you know anything about, Mike.
Yeah, see, there you go. There you go.
You know nothing about sleep.
Oh, wow.
Nothing. All right. I'm going to close the show with another song from Jackeen Joyner's new CD. Have been listening to. Yeah.
All right. You know, I got every time I got this. We got to plug out stuff. We got to plug out stuff. Okay. Everybody, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You guys have to follow us on Twitter. Terry, his tag is jazz_queen on Twitter.com. Mine is the Daily Grind, THA, Daily Grind, on Twitter. So you guys got to follow us on Twitter because that's how you're going to keep up with a lot of this stuff going on now. You guys got to follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Join the group page on Facebook, Talking Smooth Jazz. And that's it. You know, I got to plug out stuff, Terry. I'm sorry.
No problem. No need to apologize. Thank you very much.
So follow Terry and follow me on Twitter. We on it all the time, too. Me and Terry and Black O.T., we go back and forth every night. So hit us up.
Every night. That's right. All right. Can I close now, Mike?
You can close now, Terry. There you go.
Is that all right?
Curl,
is that all right with you if I close now?
You can close now. And I just want to say good night to Curl. Lori, don't call me because you know you can call me at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning on that Arizona time. Who else? We got in the chat room. Muse, go to sleep. You know, you just need to lay down. Don't even call in no more, okay? You know, just leave the phone alone. Just leave the phone alone, woman, okay? But no. Well, good night, everybody. You guys have a good night.
Thanks to everyone that called in as well. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I'm closing now, Mike. Is that all right?
Okay. There you go. Great close the show.
All right. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you this weekend. Until then, keep it smooth. This is my last goodbye.